In 1980, NBC attempted one of the most unusual cross-cultural experiments in television history with Pink Lady, a variety show starring the Japanese pop duo of the same name. The result was a spectacular failure, remembered more for its bizarre production than for any lasting entertainment value. This is TV Casualty, Pink Lady. Pink Lady, consisting of singers Mai and Kei, were superstars in Japan, known for their catchy disco-pop hits and synchronized dance routines. Their appeal was undeniable in their home country, but in the United States, they were virtually unknown. Undeterred, NBC greenlit a variety show built around them, despite one glaring issue. The duo spoke little to no English. To bridge the language gap, comedian Jeff Altman was brought in as a co-host, effectively serving as an awkward interpreter, comedic lead, and cultural buffer. Each episode featured musical numbers, sketch comedy, and guest appearances from stars like Jerry Lewis, Sid Caesar, and Blondie. The show attempted to blend traditional American variety show elements with the duo's high-energy performances, but the execution was jarring. The humor often fell flat, and Mi and Kei, though charming, struggled with the language barrier, delivering their lines phonetically with little comprehension of what they were saying. Behind the scenes, tensions ran high. Mi and Kei were reportedly unhappy with the production, frustrated by the language difficulties and the forced comedy routines. NBC, realizing the show was a misfire, tried to salvage it by shifting focus away from the duo and onto Altman, but the damage was done. Critics panned the show, with many baffled by its very existence. Audiences failed to connect, and ratings were abysmal. After only a handful of episodes, NBC pulled the plug. The final episode ended with Mai and Kei being unceremoniously dumped into a pool, a fittingly bizarre farewell for a show that never quite found its footing. Despite its failure, Pink Lady gained a cult following in later years, with some appreciating its sheer oddity. It remains a cautionary tale of television excess, cultural miscalculations, and the risks of forcing an ill-conceived concept onto the airwaves.